It's Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, the folks who can dig up anything except your lost car keys, and Julie Karen State Farm. She's got you covered even when life throws curveballs or cow patties. Today's show promises more laughs than a goat on roller skates and just enough entertainment to make you forget about that to-do list you're ignoring. Kick back, tune in, and let Wednesday's Roundup give you the midweek giggles you deserve.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, Phil, how are you this
morning? What's up there, brother?
You doing all right this morning?
I'm doing real well.
Good.
You're
good,
not your effervescent self, though. What's going on here?
Oh, I'm here. I'm here, buddy. I've been working since 4 o'clock, so.
Really?
Yeah.
At what? You got your glasses on today.
I had a rough time putting my right contact in this morning, Philip.
Mm-hmm. You discovered the other day that...
It was backwards.
Part of the reason when you said that they were incarcerated instead of incinerated... You had one of your contacts in backwards. That'll do it.
It's been a tough week, Phil.
Figured it out.
But no, this morning, is it
kind of like looking like a binoculars the wrong way where everything's smaller?
Number one, it hurt.
Oh, it hurt.
Yeah. Okay. Number two, I'm looking and it seems like everything's moving on the sides instead of the middle.
Huh.
So, yeah, I got my left one in really good this morning. I'm popped right in.
Back right there.
Yeah, and then tried to get the right one in, and it did not want to go in this morning. So I'm still working on that.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. You're back to the Henry Bray that we know and love, the studious version with the glasses on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know I've lost weight, Phil.
Yeah, you're looking good there.
So I haven't.
You're just going to blow away in the wind.
So my New Year's resolution, I failed that.
Right.
You know, of gaining weight for the
to
year.
To eat everything.
Yeah.
But what about when Taco Bell finally opens?
Phil, that's why I'm saving my clothes.
I see. You got Culver's open again.
The tunnel's open.
It is, okay.
Yeah, I finished the tunnel.
Uh-huh. So. That's what you've been doing. You've got this picture in your wall in your office, and then you move the picture, and there's like this hole that you dug through.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Like or the Great Escape or something like that, where you dig a hole. Or Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan Heroes,
They had a great tunnel system.
It was awesome.
They did, yeah. Just move stuff along, and then you can go like anywhere in Germany.
Yeah.
You
know? Or Norway, anywhere that they needed to go. Well, and then the stump. I love the stump that they had.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember that?
It's outside what is it, Stalag 13? Mm-hmm. It's outside the fence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Hogan's Heroes. I watched that last night. The comedy that they had in those days.
One of the most unlikely TV series of all time.
100%. Yeah. It's just the comedy that is just crazy.
And the two main German characters in there, Hogan, or I should say Klink and Schultz, they were both Jewish.
Were they really?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was trying to find a quiz for next Tuesday, and I come along this Andy Griffith quiz, and they asked me 30 questions, and I got 30 questions right. So that quiz is out.
Ah.
Because if I know them, I know you know them.
I don't know about that. I think you're more...
a huge Andy Griffith
fan. I was going to say, I think you've watched more than I have.
Yeah. So
over the years. But
do you remember the wallet one where Opie finds the wallet?
No, I don't think so.
It's a purse.
Oh.
Well, that could be a question.
Okay. Yeah. Save that one then.
Yeah. Because you're going to probably go look it up. Like, how much money was in the purse?
You can watch anything anymore. Find out.
Oh, it's crazy.
On YouTube.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So how'd your game go last night?
It went well. Ithaca and Weston competitive volleyball. So
good.
It was good to be there.
Good. Good.
See a lot of folks
mm-hmm. there.
A little warm in the gym last night for the players.
It doesn't sound very good this coming next couple days either, if you like the cooler weather.
Well, right. No, I think summer should hang on as long as it can.
I think let fall have its day.
As long as fall's days are long until the first of January.
I was reading that if you're wanting to plant grass, now's the time to do it because of the heat in the next couple days, as long as it stays wet.
Okay.
So
yeah, and another important reminder, we had it on the news last hour, but it's a big time for birds migrating.
Yes,
especially tonight, if you can turn off any lights that you can, maybe help out in that migration process. So they're not attracted to it or run into windows or whatever they do. So yeah,
yeah, that, Yeah, I haven't had that problem yet.
No?
No, are you talking about birds or me?
The birds. The birds, yeah. What about the moles? I haven't heard about them lately.
Oh, all right. So, you know, I was gone for a couple days.
Yeah.
They've built a whole city.
Have they really?
Yeah, a whole city. And suburbs.
Wow. So here's the thing. Why don't you, kind of make peace with them.
Uh-uh.
Bring them to Richland Center. They can help you with your Taco Bell tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would love to have those
here. Boys, go.
Help yourself. So yesterday I gassed them again.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I set off 4 gas bombs yesterday.
Wow.
Plus some peanuts for them. I gave them a little treat of little poison peanuts.
Gonna burn your house down.
That's all right. You know what? If the moles are gone, I don't care.
The house will be down to the basement, and the moles will be like,
yeah, and the mole houses will be bigger than my house. But they've made a colony.
Oh, boy.
So I've put Chet's feeding seat. What is that called? Is it Merlet? Or I don't know what it's called, but it kills the grubs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what you need to do.
Yeah, and they do a pretty good job of getting the stuff that I need.
Huh.
But I like to overdo it, you know?
Right, I'm sure.
They'll tell me, Henry, you only need about 50 pounds for your yard. All right, give me 2 bags. I'll take 100 pounds.
Give me 100.
Yeah, those.
Do I hear 200?
Yeah.
But you know, they're bad in my yard too now. Mm-hmm. That, you know, always somewhere in the fall. I figure it's less I have to mow.
No. I mowed yesterday after I did all this stuff.
Did you?
And then there's dust, there's dirt flying everywhere.
Yeah. Real good for your lawnmower blades.
Yeah.
It's just great for them. Yeah.
Well, you know.